Hello there again, people of Pillow Talk, and I suppose anybody who came over from, if you did, I am going to my, Ask Me Anything answers for you guys and girls, I suppose. I got a couple. My computer is being slow. Sorry if you hear any, of the recordings of the noises, like the fan or something, noise in the background. Hopefully the microphone doesn't pick it up, but we will see. So the first few questions are from May K Gone Wilder, and their first question is, what is a typical Southern breakfast? And then they gave lots of details about specifics that they were curious about. For me, usual breakfast. Well, sometimes I don't really eat breakfast because sometimes I don't get up until late. So it might be 11 or 12. And then I kind of have an internal struggle where I'm like, should I just go ahead and eat lunch? Or it doesn't even matter. But, sometimes I'll have yogurt, usually Greek yogurt, the fruit on the bottom kind. And sometimes I have that to start off with. And as far as a typical Southern breakfast, probably would be grits, which if you don't know what that is, it's like kind of, I'm not quite sure about how they make it, but I think they take corn and like smash it and then dry it out. It sounds awful, but it's kind of like, I guess the equivalent would be almost like oatmeal, but not quite. I mean, by itself, it really doesn't taste like much, to be honest. It's just like little, well, I guess it'd be closer to rice. That'd probably be the closest thing to it. So it can be flavored a bunch of different ways. Some people like sugar. And there's other people like butter, salt, pepper, or cheese, that kind of thing. So I usually will put cheese in mine and salt and pepper. What else? Hash browns. I assume most of you know what those are, but if you don't, they're like potatoes that are shredded and fried. Bacon. Scrambled eggs or an omelet or some kind of eggs. I usually, when I make breakfast for myself, I usually do boiled eggs because I have a thing about scrambled eggs. I hate when they're kind of underdone and like the yolk isn't all the way done. So usually when I make my own, I kind of overdo it to the point where they're almost like dried out. But I'd rather have them, you know, I know that they're done versus being underdone. So usually I kind of avoid the scrambled eggs if I can, because most places and restaurants and whatnot kind of undercook theirs. What else? I suppose you could have biscuits for breakfast. I guess most of you international listeners would call them scones, maybe. But that and gravy on top. Some people have that. I'm not a big fan of gravy on most things. But as far as I go, usually I would have maybe my oatmeal with milk. Usually use the instant kind, the kind you microwave. And they're apple and cinnamon flavored. And maybe a boiled egg or two. I might make toast if I can be bothered. If I have any kind of sausage, I'll eat that too, but pretty standard. This morning for breakfast I had cereal, so nothing too mind-blowing. They were also asking about beverages for breakfast. A lot of people have orange juice with their breakfast. I'm not a fan of orange juice, so I don't usually drink it. Only time I'll drink orange juice is if I'm sick. And even then, I have to force myself to drink it. But I usually have juice, like some kind of fruit juice. Water if I don't have any kind of juice. Or sometimes I just drink soda with my breakfast. I'm not a huge coffee drinker. And if I don't really like eating and drinking coffee at the same time, like eating food and drinking coffee, I'm weird. So if I do have coffee, usually it's just by itself. Or sometimes I'll have it in the morning with breakfast, but I don't usually make it. I usually put a lot of sugar and cream in my coffee. Let's see. Oh, they asked how much cream and sugar. I don't really, if I'm somewhere where they have like the packs of sugar, then usually I'll use that, because usually they have sugar and then they have the sweetener that's kind of like fake sugar. But I kind of prefer to use those, because if I use regular sugar, I have to use like 10 packs. And if I use the fake-ish kind of sugar, like sweet and low, then I can use maybe like 2. And I'm just lazy, so it's easier. by the way, this is probably going to be really long because I'm 6 minutes in and I'm still on the first question. But, yeah. They also asked about tea. I don't drink tea very often. Usually I prefer my tea to be hot, and I know there's like a billion different types of tea, but I'm American, so we don't really, I mean, if I go buy tea, I just buy, what's the name brand? Lipton, I believe. And I have absolutely no idea what kind of tea it is. It's just, they say it's tea, and they come in little tea bags. So usually I have that with some sugar, and not necessarily for breakfast, but just on its own. Usually when it's cold, I like it a little more. Yeah, I don't put any milk or anything in it. I'm interested to try different teas, because I know there's a lot of them out there, but I've not really, I know I don't really, well, I've tried green tea cold, like the green tea drinks in the bottles, and I don't like those, but that's, to me, that's not real green tea, because it's already pre-bottled and whatnot, so, and I'm Southern, but I don't like sweet tea, really, and that's just a cold tea. With a lot of sugar in it, like a lot. there's one place around here, some of you may be familiar with, that might have seen the tea in the stores, because the restaurant is pretty famous for the tea, but Milo's tea, sweet tea, I'll drink that on occasion. I kind of have to be in the mood for it, but as a rule, I don't really like sweet tea. Which is weird, because that's like a Southern requirement, but I don't like it, really. I prefer mine hot. Okay, next question. Do you like to have a breakfast served in bed by a lover or a friend? That would be awesome. I don't really have anybody to do that, but the times it has happened, I've been very grateful. I don't like to eat right when I get up. Especially if it's really early, because I'm a night owl, so I usually stay up late and then kind of get up a little late. So I can't eat breakfast right away when I get up if it's like before 10, because it kind of makes my stomach a little queasy. But if someone went through the whole effort to like make me breakfast in bed and they brought it to me and it's like, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna nibble at it and eat it. I'll just eat it kind of slowly. Do you have a nightstand or bed table? Tell us 3 to 5 items you always like to have within reach once in bed. I do have a table that's next to my bed. I got it from my parents' house. I think my dad said he bought it when he was overseas in Vietnam, so it's like really, really old, but it's kind of cool. It's like three, it's a wood table, so it's got like the brown top part, and then the bottom has like these 3 feet, but they're all like interlocked into one. It's weird, but it's like they're interlocked together, so it's two pieces, but yeah, it's cool. It's older than I am, and it's pretty cool, and I grabbed it when I left for college, because I figured I would need a table in my dorm room, and I've just kept it ever since. As for the items I like to have within reach when I go to bed, my phone usually goes on that table on the charger. My laptop is usually within reach technically, because it stays on my laptop table thing that kind of rolls, but I don't really have to have that within reach when I go to bed. And can't think of anything else really. When I really get ready to go, turn everything off and go to sleep, I guess the chargers for my laptop and my phone would need to be in reach if I'm just kind of in bed and not going to sleep yet. I usually have some sort of sweet candy or something within reach, because I like sweets. And sometimes I want some sweets. Like right before I did this, I was watching an episode of this cooking show called Hell's Kitchen, and I'm real behind on it, so I need to catch up. So I was doing that while I was trying to, or I had that kind of in the background while I was trying to do catch up on some work. And I was like, oh yeah, I have M&M's. Let me eat some M&M's. So I just got like a handful of M&M's, which were almond, if you're interested. And ate some of those. Next, when you wake up. Yeah, probably. I know I've had dreams where I was really, really horny. And then most of the time I'll either masturbate in the dream, not me like physically, but like in the dream I'll do it, or have sex, and then I'll have what it's kind of like a wet dream, but not really. Like I'll have an orgasm, but it's not a real one, it's more like a cramp or a twitch or something that will wake me up. I think I talked about this in my the questionnaire of slumber, I forget what it's called. But, yeah, so if I have that, I kind of get woken up by it, and I wouldn't mind actually having some real sex since I was kind of turned on in the dream, but not having been, like, super duper horny when I wake up. Sometimes before I go to bed, though. Next question is, how often do you set an alarm clock when you have difficulties to wake up? I don't usually wake up with an alarm unless I have something to do. Like, I have an alarm set for tomorrow because I need to get up. Because I need to, you know, get everything in the car so I can go on my trip. But most of the time, I just kind of wake up whenever. Or usually something wakes me up. Someone will call me, or I'll get, you know, I'll hear an email or a text message. Have my phone so that it's muted after, I think, 1 a.m. But I'm usually up till then. But, like, text messages and emails won't make the little noise. But if someone calls me, it'll go through. Because I figure if anybody's calling me after or between 1 a.m. and I think it goes off at 10 in the morning, then they probably, like, need to talk to me. So if they just are texting me, I can look at that in the morning. Do you like to read something before bedtime or sleeping? If so, what is it? I kind of go through phases. I really do like to read. And I'll go through phases where I just will, like, go through books like nobody's business and just read at least a little bit before I go to bed every night. And then I'll kind of not for a while. Like, tomorrow when I drive, I have a Kindle, which is an e-reader. It's one of the older model ones. So I will hook it up in my car because I have a old car that still has a cassette tape deck. So some of you might remember, some of you who are old enough, I should say, might remember before everyone had CD players in their car, if you had a cassette tape deck and like a handheld CD player that you could kind of put this cassette tape type thing in and then plug it up to the CD player. I sound so old, oh my god. But anyway, most of you are probably like, what's a cassette tape? What's a CD player? But you could plug it up and like listen to stuff through the speakers. So long story short, I do that with my Kindle because I still have a cassette tape deck in my car, and I will put it so that it will read. It's like this robot type voice, but it gets the job done and it'll read the books to me. So instead of listening to the radio when I drive on long trips like that, I usually will listen to a book. So I'll probably get back into reading a bit because I was enjoying the books I was reading. I just kind of sometimes get busy and put off reading them for a while and don't really go back to it. And then some days I'll just pick up my book and read it, and especially if the book's getting good, if it's getting to a part where I really want to know what happens, then I usually read more. But I will read before bed to kind of get my eyes tired a bit so that I can go to bed sometimes. As far as the type of book, it varies really. It just depends on what I have found, because I do watch some I think they call them booktubes on YouTube, like people who do book reviews and stuff like that. So sometimes I'll watch those and someone will talk about a book and I'm like, oh, I need to get that book. So I download it. And on the Amazon store for Kindle, they have a lot of books that will be free for like one day. So I'll kind of go through sometimes and rack up on a couple books. And most of the time they're like romance or erotica or something like that. And 9 times out of 10, the writing is kind of sucky, but I mean, you're not really going to complain if it's a free book, right? What, are you going to get your money back, your free money back for the book? So I'll try out books sometimes. Sometimes that's how I get into series, which I'm pretty sure they do that on purpose, but a lot of authors will make the first book in their series free, so that you'll read that book and then, you know, you'll get to the end and you're like, I want to know what happens next. And then you have to buy the rest of the books. So sometimes it'll be a thriller, love stories, erotica. Don't really read the newspaper, but it just depends. I have varying interests. I'm a nerd. let's see. Next question. What do you like to use as an imagination for relaxation or meditation or something similar? What would it be? I don't really meditate, but let's see, rest of the question. A calm blue mountain lake, a sunny sandy beach at a seashore, a spring meadow with fragrant flowers, or something else. Probably between those two. I'm trying to think which one. I'm trying to imagine each one and see which one would be the most calming, but I overthink things. So I'm thinking the calm blue mountain lake would be nice, but I probably wouldn't want to be too close to a lake because I can't swim. And then the sandy beach would be nice, but it might be hot and I can't swim. And then the spring meadow would be nice, but then there'd be bugs everywhere. And if you listen to my last audio, what was it, the accent tag, you know, I don't like bugs. So I'm thinking too much. But as far as like a meditation place, they all would be good, I suppose. I'd probably do the mountain lake. because I do like to look out over water sometimes. Sometimes when I'm driving to see my parents or when we travel, we'll go over these bridges. They live near the water, so we'll go over these long bridges. And I really like looking out over them if I'm not driving, but I can't really do that if I'm driving because I kind of have to concentrate on the road. So probably the lake. And the next set of questions is from Danish. And he said, oh, hi there. Oh, hello there, too. First question is, do you have any weird bedroom rituals? I don't know if you mean just, like, when I get ready to go to sleep, or if you mean, like, sexy time. I don't think I have any weird rituals. And I guess my choice of pajamas, I usually wear, like, just a t-shirt, and then, some shorts, or some of the shorts I have technically aren't shorts, they're, like, men's boxer shorts, like the ones with, Homer Simpson, or Stewie from Family Guy, or, you know, those, like, little funny ones that I wear as shorts. So I guess that would be kind of weird to some people because I walk around the house in, like, man's boxer shorts. But, I don't think I have any weird bedroom rituals. I live by myself, so there's nobody here to tell me if something I do is weird. Other than, well, I have been told when I was snuggling with previous partners that my feet are always cold. Which is why I usually wear socks. So, I guess that's a thing. what is my usual routine when going to bed? Usually I have to turn off the laptop. Because I've been on the laptop until I finally decide I'm tired enough to go to bed. And so I'll unplug the laptop, shut it down, put it on my little laptop cart. Thingy, desk, I suppose you could call it. It's got kind of like roller wheels, but it's, up kind of high, like it is elevated. I don't know how to describe it, but I'll do that, and then usually I'll kind of rearrange my pillows and do the little overlap thing, like I said when I talked about it in the sleep questionnaire. And kind of get the covers all right. Because I hate sleeping under the sheet in the bed. I guess that's a weird bedroom ritual. But like the regular sheet that's on the bed. I hate sleeping under that. So I usually only sleep under the comforter or the very top blanket. So I'll, you know, kind of position it so that I am comfortable. And I usually turn on my right side. Because for some reason I like to sleep on my right side. Sometimes I'll sleep on my stomach or my other side, but most of the time I can't get comfortable that way, and then I'm like, ah, forget it, I'm just going to lay on my side like I normally do and go to sleep. and then, yeah, usually before that, if I haven't already turned the light off, I'll do that first. Usually when I know I'm probably not going to get up anymore and I'm going to be going to bed eventually, I'll go ahead and turn the light off and then, you know, play on the computer for another however many hours. And, yeah, that's about it. Waking up to eggs and bacon, yes or no? If someone else is cooking it, definitely. If I have to get up and cook it, probably not. I like bacon, but I usually don't buy it because I... Like I said, I live by myself, and I'm not going to eat it fast enough. Like, it's going to go bad before I finish the whole pack. And I swear, every time I make bacon, it's like, I usually cook it in the oven. So, it's like, I'll check on it, and it's like, oh, it's raw. It's still raw. It's still raw. And then I'll look away for a second and look back, and it's like, oh, almost burnt. So, it's a little too much pressure in the morning. To get it how I like it, because I kind of like my bacon to be crispy in some spots but still a little soft. So yeah, if someone else make bacon and eggs, and I'll definitely get up and eat it. Let's see. If you could get the best, most expensive of any of your sleeping equipment, what would you go for? Sleeping equipment. I'd probably get like an expensive mattress. I guess that's sleeping equipment. And maybe some better pillows. Maybe better sheets. I don't know. I don't really know what sleeping equipment you need other than the bed and pillows and blankets and sheets. Let's see. How often, if ever, have you hurt yourself badly while sleeping? The example is they once kicked the wall playing football while they were dreaming. I've had similar things where I kind of like to sleep in kind of a curled up position. So sometimes if I'm facing the wall, which I usually do, because that just happens to be where when I lay on my right side where I'm facing, I'll not know that I'm too close to the wall, and I'll try to like curl up more and I'll headbutt the wall. Usually not very hard, or I might kick the wall or something like that, like, or try to run in my sleep and kick the little bars on the footboard of my bed or something. But I don't think I've hurt myself too bad while sleeping, just, you know, punch the wall or kick the wall. And when I said punch the wall, it reminded me of that scene in Kill Bill. I think the second one, when she was learning how to punch through the blocks, but like 2 inches away, and she was sleeping, she like punched the wall. I've done something like that before. Next question is, ever had a dream orgasm? Yeah, I've talked about that before. I have. They're not that great, just because they're not as intense. And it's enough to wake me up, but I usually wake up and I'm like, what just happened? What was that? That wasn't very good. Would you rather sleep where it's a little too warm or a little too cold, and why? Probably where it's a little too cold, because when I was younger, I used to always sleep with my ceiling fan on, and in my parents' house, the room that was my room was like the coldest one in the house for some reason. So whenever I get cold, I get sleepy. So if I'm out somewhere, this was really difficult when I was in college, because sometimes the classrooms would be cold and I'd just be yawning. So I'd probably sleep where it's a little too cold, because then I can kind of snuggle under the blanket and be cold and go to sleep, because it's going to make me sleepy anyway. And last question from Danish is, when are you coming to Denmark? Whenever you send me a plane ticket, and I'd have to get a passport. So make that happen and we'll talk. More questions from Make Hay Gone Wilder. How often do you check what's under your bed? Not very often. Usually the only time I look what's under my bed is if I drop something and I think it might have went under my bed. I used to have a lot of junk under my bed, but I moved it and cleaned everything out, so it's really not that much under there besides dust. And I have this bin with a lot of different fingernail polishes that I have, and shoes. Sometimes, usually when I take off my shoes, I'll kind of kick them under the bed or the corner of the bed. So, not really much to see under there. What kind of pictures or paintings hang above your bed? Nothing, actually. My bed is, the headboard is like half of it is on the wall. On the wall. The window. So, I mean, I do have space to have something hanging up there, but I just don't. I haven't really hung up any pictures in my house. I got lazy and didn't get around to it, because I hate packing them up when it's time to pack, so I just haven't taken them back out. I used to have some paintings from an artist I really like. His name is Kevin A. Williams, but he goes by WAK, W-A-K, which is basically just his initials backwards. But I had three of his pictures, and it was like this guy and a girl, and I think the girl had a, was holding a lock, and the guy was holding a key, and like in the first picture, they were like back to back, and then in the next one, I think they were looking at each other, and then the third one, they were like embracing, and the girl had like her leg all up on, up on him, and then the lock was in the key, so suggestive. You know, they're doing it. And I think that was a fourth picture. I never got it, but I did see him put it up on the website where they had like exchanged. So the girl had the key and the guy had the lock that they had. All the symbolism and whatnot. But I don't have those up anymore. I should probably hang up something on my wall. Oh, I do have, I totally forgot about this. I'm thinking about the headboard, and I forgot about the poster I have up that's technically over my bed. It's just over the side of the bed, but when I went out of town one time, I had one of my friends, left him a key. Well, they already had a key, but they checked on my apartment for me to make sure, you know, everything was okay, and kind of turn the lights on and stuff so people would know, you know, for sure that nobody was here for an extended time. And they got me a Adventure Time poster, which is a cartoon. And if you haven't seen it, you need to, because it's awesome. And it's supposed to be like a kid's type cartoon, but it's one of those ones where, like, some of the jokes, I'm like, you made this for adults. It's not as bad as, like, Family Guy, but it's still, it's funny. It's funny to me. And also Regular Show is funny if you haven't seen it. So I have that hanging up, and then a picture that my friend drew of like this, I guess he look, kind of looks like a samurai or something like that, but yeah, a picture of that. So that's over my bed, but not over the head of my bed. I totally forgot about those. King or queen size bed? I have a queen size bed. I would love to have king size bed because then I could roll over more. And more questions from King on Wilder. If you ever could slip directly into a dream of your wish at night, what it would be, what would be the scenario or setting? I'm trying to think of any kind of good dreams that I've had. I can't think of any in particular. The last dream that I had that was a bit reoccurring, I had like two dreams like within 2 days or so about my grandmother who passed a while ago, but maybe I'd go back into that dream because I guess it's a little superstitious, but sometimes I think dreams can kind of have symbolism, so maybe she would be trying to tell me something. I don't know. I tried to, in one of the dreams I had, I was trying to ask her if she had anything to tell me, and she like walked away, and then I kept trying to catch up with her and I couldn't, and I was kind of sad when I woke up. But so maybe something like that, or a dream where, I don't know, I had a throng of men fanning me and feeding me grapes or something like that. That'd be pretty fun. Or, oh, a couple nights ago, I think it was last week, that I went to Egypt, which is a place I really, really want to visit. And I was, like, looking at all the different sites and stuff. And then it was like I was on a field trip with, like, a group of people. I don't know if I was in school or what, but I was with a to one of the pyramids, I think the biggest one, and there was like roller coasters inside of it, and we rode one, and it was pretty awesome. I mean, even though in my dream I was kind of thinking, isn't this kind of disrespectful because this is like, you know, a tomb and stuff, but we have a roller coaster in it? But it was still fun, and I was kind of upset when I woke up because that was pretty cool. And I was like excited in the dream because I was like, oh, I got to go to Egypt. This is so cool. So that explains why I was disappointed when I woke up. Let's see. The next one is a personal question. Let me read it first. Okay, it's not too bad. How often or did you ever have a nightmare? And what are the two or three main shady characters or situations? I don't normally have nightmares too much. If I do, I don't really remember. I'll just kind of maybe get freaked out in my dream or something. Well, usually the closest thing to a nightmare I have is like somebody's chasing me and I can't run fast enough. Like I'm running as fast as I can and like my legs aren't moving. It's like they're in quicksand, and that'll be the times where I'll try to run so hard that I'll wake myself up because I'm running, or like I'll be fighting and the same thing will happen and I'll wake myself up because I punched the wall by accident because I'm trying to like fight whoever it is, and you know, I'm like, oh, my punches aren't hard enough, so I try to punch harder, and I punch so hard that I wake myself up. But one time I had this dream that I was at my parents' house, and they have a cat that they kind of adopted. It was a stray, but I guess you could call it our cat now, or their cat, because it's been hanging around for like 5 years now, and they feed it, named it, and he comes inside and all that kind of stuff. But I was in the house, and it was like the cat was possessed by some spirit or something, and I forget what I said, but like I think I said something like, get behind me, Satan, or some like Bible-y quote. And like the cat like flew down the hall, because I was at the end of the hall and it was running towards me, and then I said that and it like flew backward, and then like it got mad, I guess, because I said that, and it made it like fly backwards and stuff, and so it was like trying to attack me again. And I was with an ex at the time, and I woke up and I was like really freaked out by the dream, and they were like, oh, you know, they were asleep, and I like kind of, they woke up because I was tossing and turning. And then they were like, well, tell me about your dream. I like half sleep. And I started telling them, and they just bust out laughing their ass off. And I was so mad because I was still kind of scared. And I was just like, wait, the cat was coming at you. And then it flew backwards. And it's kind of funny now, but at the time, I was not amused. Because I was afraid. Let's see. Are these questions going to suck? In case, what would be one or two questions that you'd like to ask a questioner? So I guess I can ask what question. Well, I don't think the question sucks. My answers probably do, because I've been rambling for almost an hour so far, and I'm not even through all the questions yet. So most of you probably saw the length of this, and they were like, yeah, no, I'm not going to listen to this. Question, I'd like to ask the questioners, which I assume is people who ask the questions. I suppose my question would be, what's a question you wanted to ask but you were too afraid to, or you didn't think I would answer, or something like that. I'm supposed to ask two questions. So that, and question for the questioners. What? Let's see. I don't know. What's your favorite color? That's an easy question, right? Next one is, if you had to ask yourself a question, what would be one or two of your most, I would have assumed someone would have asked about my favorite color, but I'm not through all the questions, so somebody might have. But in any case, it's purple. And another question to ask myself.
why did you decide to do an Ask Me Anything? And the answer is because I wanted to record something, but I didn't have anything to talk about. So I figured if you guys ask me stuff, then I'll have an excuse to ramble on for like an hour. And some of you said you like my lovely southern drawl, so I suppose that's an excuse for me to talk for an extended period of time about nothing. Because usually, like what everybody else posts, they come up with very creative things, and I don't have anything to talk about. I just want to record stuff. And let's see, next one, and more from, yeah, can't talk. Make Hay Gone Wilder. What was a wet dream of, a wet daydream of mine when I was 16? And they said, be careful because it's an underage question. There are differences compared to your desires nowadays. I don't think I really had many, like, fantasies when I was 16. Like, I mean, I hadn't had sex yet, so I was just kind of like, more fairy tale. One day I'm going to meet a guy and he's going to be my boyfriend and then we're going to get married and kiss and have babies and stuff. So I guess that was just, at that point I think I just wanted a boyfriend because I hadn't had one. That was just my fantasy. I just wanted somebody to date me. But yeah, and difference compared to desires nowadays, I guess. Well, I don't know, because I still, I don't know. I've had boyfriends, and I kind of want one, but I kind of don't. Mostly on the kind of don't, because it's too much work. It's too much. But I do want someone to cuddle with, so I do miss that kind of stuff. But, like, I don't know, maybe I need to make an arrangement with someone where we're not dating, but they, like, we take each other out sometimes, and we eat food and watch movies, and we cuddle sometimes, and that's it. That would be kind of fun. Let's see. If you could have a European cuddle bear for a night, what are the three things that you would not want to miss? I probably have them talk to me a lot because they probably have some sort of accent and I just love accents. I really do. Especially like British accents or Australian accents or really any kind of accent. I like it because it's just the way people say certain words. It's so cute to me. Which, you know, some of you have remarked on the way I say certain words, so I suppose it's mutual. So I have them talk to me a lot, and then I'd want to cuddle, and I don't know, probably watch a movie or something. Yeah, that'd probably be about it. I'd have to be very, very comfortable with them to have more than that happen, and even if I really don't know them, the whole cuddling thing would be iffy. So, I don't know. I don't let people in my bubble a lot, so they have to get in my bubble first. And So, if I could have a second chance to repeat my childhood, where would I choose to go back to as a favorite moment and start again from there? Let's see. I don't know if I would go back to childhood. I know I would definitely, knowing the things that I know now, I would go back to when I first went to college. And I would do some things differently. And I would just enjoy it more. And get out and do things more. And date more people. Definitely. Because I kind of, I don't know, didn't really date that much. I guess it would depend on if I get to, like, keep all my memories now and then go back to my childhood. Because that would be pretty cool. I'd probably pick, I don't know, probably, like, 7.
like age 7, because like you don't have any worries and you just want to play and color and eat food. And you know, back then you didn't want to take naps, but I totally take naps because naps are awesome and that kind of stuff. You just play and yeah, probably around that age, maybe a little younger. Next question. Let's see. Do you like it if someone is gently caressing you to become awake instead of nothing or an alarm clock? That would be awesome. I'd love to have someone gently caress me awake instead of an alarm clock or just to wake up on my own. One of my exes used to, well, it was more towards the beginning of the relationship, but they used to like be all snuggly with me, and like in the middle of the night if I had rolled away, they would like wake up and pull me back over there, so that would kind of wake me up some, but I didn't mind because I was like, oh yeah, snuggles, this is awesome. Even when they're sleeping they still want to cuddle, this is great. But yeah, that kind of wore off after a while for them. And then they asked about a good morning kiss with brushed teeth and washed tongues. I assume they're asking if I would do a good morning kiss, like, before I brush my teeth. I would, but it would have to be, like, the other person wouldn't have to have not brushed their teeth either. Brush their teeth and I didn't, then I'm going to feel like I'm gross. So I probably wouldn't want to. If they wanted to kiss me and they brushed their teeth and I didn't, then, you know, go ahead. If we both brushed our teeth already, then definitely. Let's see. Would I let an animal pet cat onto my bed? I'm actually allergic to cats, so probably would not have one. I mean, I like them. A friend of mine has a bunch of cats, and I always go over there and, you know, mess with them, and they get in my lap and all that kind of stuff. But if I did have a pet cat, then yeah, they'd probably get in the bed with me. I hate having that hair everywhere though, cat hair. Maybe I have to get one of those like weird looking hairless cats, and then I'd be okay. But like if I had a dog, I probably wouldn't. I don't know. I might let the dog in the bed. I usually don't like I've always had dogs. So I usually don't like my dogs to be on the bed or like on the couches and whatnot. Like I don't like them to be on the furniture. But that was when I was younger. So now I probably would let them on the couch or the bed because I can snuggle. I need a dog that likes to snuggle. What would be the freakiest 3 places to wake up one day around the planet, or if you could choose one or wish for it? So some they're saying what would be 3 places I'd like to wake up if I could like wish. Definitely one would be Egypt, just because it'd be awesome and I'd really enjoy that. If I could go to Rome, I would probably go there. Definitely want to go to England, but I'm afraid. Well, I have a friend who lives there who I want to visit, but I'm afraid when I do finally go visit her that all of the boys with their accents are going to make me swoon, and I'm just never going to leave. I'm just going to stay there and be all creepy and just sit around places and just listen to people talk and just be grinning like an idiot. Those 3 places, Paris, of course. I said Rome, Egypt. Yeah, those places, anywhere, really. I like to visit Japan, Australia, Africa, India, Asia, anywhere. I want to travel, but I feel like I need someone with money. So, those are 2 big things that I would need. Let's see. How many hours of sleep do you prefer? How many hours did you spend at once in bed the longest? I like to try to get 8 hours if I can. Most of the time I don't, because I usually wind up staying up too late at night and I need to get up at 6. So, not a good idea. But I did take the sleeping medicine like 2 hours ago and it's on me because I'm still up. I'm pretty awake and could probably stay up for several more hours, but I'll probably try to go to sleep after I finish this. But, longest I've spent in bed, when I finally do get to sleep, sometimes I've slept, if I'm not interrupted, like if I stay up really late, and then I could just sleep as long as I want, I've stayed in bed a good 10 hours or 12. I might toss and turn a little bit and just keep going back to sleep. And sometimes I'll just look at the time and say, it's too late, I need to get up. Because if I get up at, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then I'm definitely going to be up all night. And that's not going to be good for anybody. And it's just going to be a whole vicious cycle all over again. So, the sleep, I like to sleep for long periods of time. But, it kind of comes and goes. Sometimes I can't sleep, so I don't get a lot of sleep, which makes me really sleepy in the daytime. But if I take a nap, then it's going to make me more tired. So it's crazy. For the designated cuddle bear, how many hours do you try to seduce them to stay in bed and cuddle with me if time doesn't matter? I mean, if they don't have anywhere to go, like to work or something like that, then I'm basically going to want them to be in bed with me all day and night. Like, we could just snuggle and watch movies, and we can order food and get the food and then go back to bed and all that kind of stuff. Like, we can eat in bed. I don't care. Stay in bed all day. Be comfortable. So, unless we have to, like, go to the bathroom or go get food, I'm totally up for spending the whole day in bed. And bonus question. Would you fulfill the request or wish of someone with you in bed like to be bitten by me? So, basically, I made a joke that if anyone else wanted to ask questions earlier today, that they could, because I don't bite, so I think that's where they got that from. If someone likes to be bitten, I'll bite them, you know. I'll probably start off kind of, you know, soft. I'm not just gonna bite and leave a mark right out the gate, because some people just like to be nibbled on, but I don't mind biting people if they want. I mean, yeah, it's them. I don't mind being bitten, but as long as it's not too hard, and I kind of like to know it's coming, so, or unless, you know, if we're, like, having sex or something, then, you know, you can kind of go for it, but if we're just watching TV and you reach over and just bite the crap out of me, then I'm going to be kind of mad. Well, surprised, I should say, is a better word, not really mad, but, I think that might be it. Let me see if there's any. Oh, there's another bonus question. Describe with 3 to 4 words the positive features of myself and negative features that are told to me most often. Positive features about myself. I'd say I'm very loyal. I do, like, once I have someone who I consider a friend, I usually do kind of go out of my way for them as much as I can. I'd say that I'm forgiving to an extent. Like, sometimes I'm not just going to forgive everything, but I think I'm, well, not forgiving, I'd say understanding would be a better term to call it. So I think I'm very understanding to other people. Another word to describe.
got myself a positive. I'm silly or goofy. I like to laugh and make other people laugh. And negative ones to describe myself. Like others have told me. Sometimes people have told me that I can seem, I guess, kind of nonchalant about things because I don't really, I try not to let things bother me too much, or, well, I try not to let it show when things bother me, because people say do bother me a lot sometimes, but I try not to let it show, so then people take that as, you know, oh, she just doesn't care. Really, I do care. I'm just trying not to freak out. So I've heard that before. And I've heard that I'm too quiet, if you can believe it, since I've sat here and talked for almost an hour. But usually, especially if I'm in a group of people, because I don't really like crowds, I don't talk a lot unless I'm kind of with a group of people I know. Like when I was in college, I would study a lot with, it was like 3 or 4 other people. And so in class, like sometimes I wouldn't say anything the whole class, or, you know, in most of the classes. So one day, I think we were waiting on the teacher to get there because they were late. And I was, or it might have been after class, but so I was joking around with some of my classmates that I hang out with. And one of my other classmates came up and was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you even talk, because you hardly ever talk and you're always joking around and stuff. I'm like, yeah, don't really joke, you know, with everybody. You kind of gotta, like I said, you gotta be in a bubble. People think I'm very quiet, but honestly, you learn a lot more about people if you're quiet and you just listen, because I have people telling me all kinds of things all the time that I did not ask them for. And I might be at the grocery store, somebody will just strike up a conversation with me and they'll just start talking, and I'm just kind of looking like, okay. And they'll just keep on talking and telling me this, that, and the other. And I'm like, okay, I don't know why you're telling me this, because I'm a stranger. I suppose people just want somebody to listen to them sometimes. Yeah. Especially if they hear, that I have a background in psychology. Oh, they just want to unload all their problems on me. It's like, okay, random grocery store lady, I don't need to know all this. Can you please just bag my stuff so I can go? I'll try to be, you know, somewhat friendly or understanding or nice about it and let them get whatever it is off their chest, because I know sometimes it is easier to tell somebody who's somewhat of a stranger something versus people that you know. I don't know why, but I guess you don't have as many consequences when it's somebody you don't really know that well versus someone who, you know, you might be afraid of what they will say or how they react. But I believe that's all the questions. I'm refreshing the pages, trying to see if anybody put in any last minute ones. But I don't think so. But if you did, you know, happen across this recording after I'm gone, I did this because I'm going out of town, so I figured I'd do this and people can listen to it while I'm gone in case they miss me. Probably not. Nobody's gonna miss me, I'm sure. But if you do have a question, or even if you've already asked some of the questions and you have more questions, you can go ahead and leave them for me, and when I get back in town, if I have enough, I'll do another one of these. Or if you guys are interested, I'll do another one. Some questions on online, like just random, you know, questions about yourself that some of you, or some of us, I should say, might have fun answering, since you guys kind of like the accent tag. And Yeah, and I know a lot of people said that they like listening to questionnaires because it's relaxing. So hopefully my somewhat sleepy ramble has helped some of you fall asleep. And if you made it this far in the recording, then bravo, because I did not know I was going to ramble for an hour when I first started recording this. But seeing as I rambled for like 6 minutes about breakfast foods and eggs, that doesn't really surprise me. But yeah, I should go to sleep because it's late and I have to drive tomorrow. So hope y'all are well, and if you have any more questions, let me know. And yeah, thanks for listening if you made it this far.